On today's show, non-union transplants will have a big impact on contract negotiations with the UAW. We dive into the new Ford Edge, and then we learn what automotive-grade software really means. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 13th of 2015. Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne has openly talked about the need for consolidation in the auto industry. Now he's stirring the pot again. Bloomberg reports he's open to merging with Ford or General Motors and that the combination would be, and I quote here, technically feasible. But there aren't any serious talks at the moment. It's also been speculated that Volkswagen is another automaker FCA would want to merge with, but Marchionne says there haven't been any discussions with VW. GM and Ford say they're focused on their own businesses, so a merger with its Detroit rivals seems unlikely. Speaking of the Detroit-based automakers, they will go into contract negotiations with the UAW later this summer. But it's the non-union transplants that will have a big impact on those negotiations. That's because the transplants have added more temporary workers in their plants, and those temps work at lower wages and benefits. So while GM, Ford, and FCA have lowered their labor costs thanks to a lower wage for entry-level workers and the VEBA, the transplants have lowered their costs as well. Joe Hendricks, the president of Ford Americas, says they need to stay competitive with the transplants. He says, and I quote here, "We can't lose sight of what got us here today. Part of that was keeping the focus on being competitive in the U.S., end quote. Maybe part of the solution is more profit sharing. Hendricks points out that Ford's UAW workers earned an average of $30,000 in profit sharing over the last 4 years. Still to come, you've heard of the term military grade, but what does automotive grade mean? And a look at the new Ford Edge.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Ford claims it's using military-grade aluminum in its F-150. GMC claims that its brand is professional grade. But have you ever heard of automotive-grade software? That was a new one on us. But we ran into that term yesterday at a press briefing at Delphi, the big automotive supplier. So we had to ask, what is automotive-grade software? Interestingly, it refers to software that has no bugs or resets, not for any individual function in a car, nor for the total electronic system, and especially not for any safety system. It means you don't put out a beta version that will be updated later. It has to be perfect the day it launches. Moreover, the hardware that runs the software has to operate between negative 40 degrees and 105 degrees Celsius. That's negative 40 to 221 degrees Fahrenheit. And people wonder why the consumer electronics industry gets products out faster than the automotive industry.
When you have an opportunity to do all new, you can really go to the heart of what matters to the customer, and you can listen to the customer and you can say, I can literally change just about anything the customer tells me they want, and I can start from the ground up, and that's it's like an artist being able to you know, do their own picture instead of finish somebody else's, and it's just fun.
Ford's J.D. Shanahan may not claim to be Picasso, but after helping bring the all-new 2015 Edge online, he feels sort of like an artist. The third generation of this crossover that his team worked on the last 3 years is hitting dealerships now after being engineered from the ground up with a new, more athletic exterior design, two new powertrains, and brand new soft touch interior, and at least 23 technologies in the car, 14 new to the Edge, including four making their debut on any Ford vehicle. The new Edge is also longer and higher, giving the passengers more room than the outgoing car. And for the first time, Ford is adding a titanium trim level for those who are looking for a more premium experience. And even though the Edge is debuting right now in North America, it's a global crossover that will also be rolled out in South America, Europe, and eventually China. But if you want to hear the real skinny on this brand new CUV, Then tune in to next Thursday's Autoline After Hours, when Ford's Scott Smith, the program manager for the Edge, will be in the studio, and he may even bring a vehicle with him. That's March 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for the Big Edge download on Autoline After Hours. Coming up next, Jeep teases a couple of new off-road vehicles it will have at Moab, and what the number pi has to do with the auto industry.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Every year at the Easter Jeep Safari in Moab, Utah, Jeep unveils a series of vehicles equipped with Mopar aftermarket accessories. And with this year being no different, here's a sneak peek at a few. The first is called the Jeep Chief, which, as some of you may remember, is a throwback to the Cherokee Chief, although this one looks like it's based on a Wrangler, while the other is called the Wrangler Red Rock Responder. Try saying that three times fast. It looks like it has a truck bed on the back, kind of like the one we saw outside the Detroit Auto Show. Jeep will have 7 vehicles in total to show off at the event when it kicks off on March 28th. And tomorrow is Pi Day. Not the blueberry, cherry, or apple kind, but of the mathematical variety. Saturday celebrates that number we all learned in high school, and most have never given it a second thought. But what's interesting about this year's Pi Day is that at 9:26 and 53 seconds tomorrow morning, at that precise moment, we will match the first 10 digits in that infinite string of numbers. That only happens once every 100 years. And in honor of Pi Day, Autotrader.com looked at those first 5 numbers and found 124 vehicles in the website's inventory with the $31,415 price tag. Honda topped the OEMs with the most vehicles at that price, with Ford coming in second and Chevy and Nissan tied for third. In fact, the Honda Accord, curiously enough, has an MSRP at exactly Pi, 31415. How about that? Now, you may not want to celebrate Pi Day tomorrow by running out and buying a new car, but a cheaper alternative might be dropping by your local baker and picking up one of those blueberry, cherry, or apple beauties we mentioned before. Because after all, whether it's the number or the taste, pi is still infinite. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.